You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Now we're going to be getting into the conversation of the day. We wanted to talk about how our separate communities use the N-word, where appropriate, where not. So this is coming. I'm Somali, Somali-American. We have Nonto and Tristan that are going to be talking about it from a South African perspective. We have Kiringwa who's going to be talking about it from a Maori and Pacifica lens. And then we have Mama Kinchozi.
Mama Kinchozi is crazy. Mama is crazy.
Oh my God.
Guys, with all respect.
No, they said you are mama. Ain't no way.
Mama Kinchozi from crazy. A Ugandan perspective.
Period.
Yes. So, who wants to kick it off? I don't mind.
Mama
can go ahead, Kinchozi. So how does your community use the N-word? And what are your thoughts on it?
Y'all, I'm not ready to go first, to be honest.
Okay. Oh. I'll start. Because I've always thought about this.
Okay, period.
So, Somali people, obviously, our country is on East Africa. We are from African descent. I would say, growing up, I always used to use the N-word because a lot of people in my community did. So I had a diverse African community with African Americans and everybody was fine with it. And it kind of got baked into me where I started to question the use of the N-word because I never questioned the legitimacy of could I be saying it just because I think a lot of African people feel like they can say it. But is it appropriate? Because how we colloquially use the N-word, I think in pop culture, comes from the transatlantic slave trade and the African Americans popularizing the term when they reclaimed it through pop culture and hip hop and stuff like that. And because Somalia is in a civil war since the 90s, and that's from the 90s, early 2000s, when we started coming to the West. We were not called the N-word historically, at least from what I know. And is it appropriate for then us to just come now and then leech off of it because it's popular and it's what's in pop culture? That's where I have my moral conundrum with it. At the same time, I say it, I try to limit it.
Limit what?
Limit how many times I say it, guys.
Don't
let me
do
know.
That.
What are you
Don't limit it. Say it every day, all day. It's yours. It's yours. Say it. No.
Okay. Yeah. So that's my thoughts on it. It's just, yeah, if we weren't called it historically, I know the other argument that a lot of people say is like, oh, but if I'm walking on the street, people are gonna be saying that to you, right? They're gonna be calling you that, but I'm just like, okay, but is that why people are saying it now? Because people are saying it now because when I'm thinking about it from an American perspective, of course we're in New Zealand, but from an American perspective, people say it because when they were enslaved, they were being called it, and it turned around and said, no, we're actually going to take pride in this term, kind of similar to the queer community as well, how they did that. So, yeah, that's all I got to say on that.
Is there a question or no? You just,
yeah. There's no question. It's just like, what do you guys think about your community's uses of the N-word?
Personally, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm used to racism, but I am used to growing up around potentially ignorant white people. So I think I've become very desensitized to things that may be racist or if someone were to say the N-word. I feel like, yeah, I don't know. Even like the concept of cancel culture doesn't even exist anymore. So I feel like I don't really, I want to say I don't care because that sounds very scary, but.
What, you don't care about people being racist?
Not racist, but using the N-word.
You're talking about people from outside of African communities,
so
or?
Like if a white man walked up, for example, you overheard a white man just saying the N-word in a conversation.
Like, yeah, I just look at him like, what the heck? And I just.
Oh, shucks.
I just walk away. Like, and if, unless if you're not saying it to me, yeah, if you're coming to me and say, okay, what's up, you know?
Like, what's up?
From
what's
anybody, up, and you wouldn't look at them crazy?
I feel like, I don't know, it's just, I feel like every time someone does something that's outrageous, like whether it be racist or it be, I don't know, anything that's weird, anything phobic, I feel like it's just a reflection of who you are, and it has nothing to do with me, so I'm not going to get pressed for someone that's uneducated.
Yep.
Girl, I feel that. Like, I got no time to be pressed anymore. I got no time to be pressed anymore. Because, yeah, like, what you just said in your example of, like, a white man just said that, they know it's bad. So if they're saying that to you, they're taking the piss.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They know it's hurtful. They know it's offensive. It's 2026. So I feel like, yeah, people just saying that, like, it's getting ridiculous at this point. So why should I be pressed and correct every single person who calls me the N-word? Like, I'm going to be the only one using, like, losing steam and the only one getting tweaked. They,
yes,
don't care.
Exactly.
Like, so why should I do that?
Yes.
Like, I just...
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, but so that's your thoughts if somebody else says it. But about your communities, this is what we're getting back to. Is it appropriate in your community from your viewpoint?
What do you mean by, like, from, like, another black person saying, like, another black person saying, or, like,
no, specifically from, like, South Africans, do you think they should be saying it? What's the context of them
saying it? Like, a white person saying it.
No, South Africans.
So,
you can say from, like, colored, black, and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tristan, yeah. You go.
Obviously, I just think white people shouldn't be using it. I don't mind. If you come from that kind of, like, the scene, like, a black people, I feel like it's a...
Speaking to the mic.
I feel like it's, like, it's okay. Like, for, it's like when we're in ASA, like, it's just not really, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I think it's okay. I think people that are allowed to use it should say it. Well, not that they should say it, but can say it.
But who should say it or can say it? Is anybody from African descent?
Anyone that's African, anyone that's black.
I just think black, like African black.
If you're
kind of black heritage.
If you were, ooh, I almost said if you were oppressed, you should be able to say it. But
that's
not okay. I take that back. I didn't mean that.
No. Okay, Karingo, do you want to put in your two cents of how Maori and Pacifica, the context of which they say it?
Yeah, that sort of opens up the conversation to, like, if we're going for people who are black or people who have been oppressed. You know, we've got Pacific communities who are black, who are dark skinned. We've got all over the Pacific, all of our islands were colonized and things like that. So the word was definitely used against us, definitely used to describe us. And even we've sort of internalized it in our culture as well. Like in any Maori family, you're going to have like an uncle or an auntie, darky, or the N-word, or blackie, or whatever. Like those sorts of words that are used to describe. These days, and sort of probably from, I'd say, the rise of rap music, the rise of African-American music in New Zealand culture, more usage of the word in Māori and Pacific communities, as well as white people using it against us as part of colonization. Like, for example, little history lesson. When my people, Kaitahu, when our iwi settlement claim went ahead with the government in the late 90s, one of our marae was burnt down. Another one of our marae was spray painted. And they spray painted N-words, go home.
Yeah.
What?
Go home is crazy.
Go home, but like, where are you right now?
Are we not at home?
So yeah, it's definitely been used against us. And even when we retell that story, some of my parents, my aunties, my uncles, they still say the word when they explain that story.
Yeah.
But there's a generational shift now, I think, that more people are being aware that, you know, that word didn't originate with our community, so we should not be saying it. Mm. I personally think we shouldn't be saying it.
Because I know there's another perspective of colonization didn't only affect the Americas, and that all of us are kind of going through this, and that term did originate from Europe or England, using that term of like, oh, you're scum of the earth, like you're nobody. So does that only stop at, you know, does that only stop in America if those terms were being used kind of everywhere? But again, it goes to the point where, okay, if it was used everywhere, but what group are the ones that reclaimed it? And does that therefore mean that it was reclaimed for all of us to use? And
or
is that
only
appropriate?
Specific groups, eh?
Yeah, like, that's again, that's my moral conundrum of, like, again, I'm African, but then it wasn't reclaimed by us, and it wasn't for us, so then should we even be saying it?
I mean, I feel like back at home, we used to be...
Yeah, I think South Africa has a different
South Africa
as well.
We because we also went through a little apartheid and all that. jazz. I think there are certain slurs.
Yeah.
That we have that, like, if someone sees you say it, like, they'll probably, like, I don't know, try to cancel you. So, like, it's very deep. Mm. So I feel like we do have our own version. It starts with the K. It's called the K word, some K word. I won't say it, but I think we do have our own variation. But, yeah, with something like that, like, that wasn't reclaimed because I think, low-key, I think apartheid was so traumatic for some people to the point where they still feel weird about it today.
To this day.
So I feel like, yeah, we didn't reclaim that word. I don't think we should because it sounds awful when you say it. And it's so sad. But mm-hmm. I don't even, what's my point? My point is that I feel like, yeah, not that everyone should say it, but I think it's cool that we can get to say it. Yeah. But not, because it's not in like a, like, as a community thing, like, hey, you're my, you know, you're my N-word, like, you're my bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I think it's cool that we've been able to reclaim that word and we're even able to use it, even though it wasn't used specifically towards Africans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was used, like...
Yeah, you're good.
It was, like, used towards some Africans. So, like, for example, in Uganda, we were colonized by the British, but a vast majority of us got taken to the Americas.
Yeah.
And so we experienced using the N-word, and, like, we're still under the Commonwealth, we're still under, like, the British rule. And so, like, this is something that we, like, still hear constantly, even though we're, like, African, right, and not African-American. So I feel like because, like, slavery occurred so much and took so many people from different parts of Africa,
yeah,
and they experienced it in America, and, like, that still affects their ancestors that were left in Africa. So I still feel like that word, like, it's, I think it's going to have to come up to you as, like, a black person, right? Somebody of black descent. Because, like, one argument I've heard is that words have power. So, like, if you're using such a degrading word and such a term, are you, like, better than the people, like, saying it? But I feel like that's your choice to make as a black person not anyone else's choice to make. If you choose to make that and that empowers you, you should make that. If it doesn't empower you, that's totally fine. You don't have to use it. But I don't want to, like, hear, like, say a white person or someone that's not black tell me whether or not I should use the N-word. Mm.
Yeah, I remember in high school they
preach.
In high school they made I remember in high school, they banned us from using it. They said the black people can't use the N-word at school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It was crazy. It's also it's a white people's school too. I'm not saying the name, but that school is hell on earth.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I think we're going to wrap it up for now and pick up on this conversation in a little bit. Our next song is by Farhia Fiska. It's called Dug Dug. So, Kinchozi, I have a question for you. How do, because I just want to hear about Kinchozi because she didn't really speak too much about our last conversation. So, in what spaces do you feel comfortable or uncomfortable hearing it? And kind of like, do you decide to say something about it or do you just move on? Because I think Nonto said she kind of just moves on, but I'm interested to know from your perspective.
I think that's a hard one because it's so, like, normalized within New Zealand to say the N-word. Like, you hear white people saying it, Asians, Maori, Pacifica. And so, to me, like, it's hard to know when to always speak up because it's just such a normal word to hear. I think a time I heard it that, like, really got to me was during my study. Like, a professor said the N-word, like, while making an example. This professor was Maori, so, like, at the time, I didn't really feel like I could do a lot to, like, call them out and say something. And I feel like if I could go back to that, like, I would advocate more. And, yeah, I'll say more. That's all I got, y'all.
I love that. You have to speak up for yourself. I think... I don't know. I don't know what my answer to the question is because I react differently in different situations. But I think when it's... Definitely when it's a person of European descent, I get highly ticked off. Like,
yeah.
I've attempted to chase people before because I was like,
chase him, bro.
I was like, don't play with me. Play you with your mama. Like,
play with your mama.
So, yeah, but then I've had other instances where I'm like, it really truly is what it is. Do you know what I mean? If it's POC, but it's not someone from the black community, because I grew up a lot I grew up in an area with a lot of Mexicans, and a lot of Mexicans say it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Damn.
So I grew up with around a lot of Mexicans, and I would kind of get irritated when they said it, but I wouldn't have a visceral reaction the same way I would when it was a European person saying it. Because even though I think, and especially in the context for university students where they're immature and they're just saying it for like gigs,
for the lols.
They're doing it for the lols, and
damn, that's someone's
even though it literally, right? I'm like, whereas tough. Other communities, like from Madrid, Pacifica, where they feel like they have a argument to use it, Mexicans, I don't really see it, but I just grew up around it, so I'm used to it. Whereas if it's someone else from another community, I'm like, you're really taking the piss right now, and you're the reason why this word is even a thing, and you don't understand the power of your tongue and how you're using it, and for you it's a joke, but literally they thought about it for 2 seconds in their day, but I literally went home and I was telling my sister about it, I told my mom about it, I was having conversations with my friends about it, because it actually is quite hurtful.
It's such a scary and terrifying word, like, and like the power that holds. That's why I genuinely don't believe that Maori or Pacifica should use it. And I think to me it comes down to colorism and anti-blackness, right? Because in like so many Maori and Pacifica communities, there like is like anti-blackness, you know? And so like the darker some people are, they get made fun of, they get oppressed, they get treated differently. And I kind of see this with like, this might be like controversial, but I see this with like different people of color groups, right? Colorism, it all comes down to like so say Maori, Pacifica, Mexicans who use it, they like also, some of them like are lighter than us. And so if oppression was to come back, we'd be first. And to me, the theme I hate with people saying it is this theme of anti-blackness, that like different ethnicities are showing like how like much they just like, I don't know, like don't like dark-skinned people or like don't like black people. Like, why are y'all saying this?
Because it's like you're saying in your community, but then how are you using it in your community? Are you targeting people in your community for being dark,
right?
Using that word?
Yeah.
And then turning around on that same breath and saying, oh, but it was used against us and we're just going to say it too.
Exactly. Because like fun. The word I just don't think will affect them the same way like it affects us. Like, goodness gracious, it's 2026 and somebody calling me the N-word in uni still hurts my, like, it hurts my feelings, you know? But you could argue like, oh, that happened ages ago. But that's the point, is like the like effects of this, the impact of being called the N-word, hearing it like today as adults, like it still matters. It still exists. And that's why other people saying it, I think it's disrespectful. I think it's vile. I think it's just, it's getting to the point where it's just like, you guys, we know better. What are we doing?
Yeah. I hear that.
I think racism is...
Speaking to the mic.
Like, I feel like with racism, like, obviously, like, they say, like, it was so long ago, but I feel like to this day, there's still, like, little increments of it. Like, for example, like, a clown. You know, a clown's got, like, afro hair and, like, a big nose. Like, that extends from, you know, like, being black. Like, there's so many things to that. Like, even, like, in America, like, they had segregated proms up until, like, recently, like, early 2010s. Like, it's still, like, it's... Just because it's not, like, obviously recorded or, like, in big news doesn't mean it's not still happening.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And I feel like the New Zealand culture makes it really hard to call out because it's, like, such a, like, passive-aggressive culture. But yet, like, because when I visited the States 2 years ago, I did not hear the N-word once. I came back to New Zealand, I was in the airport, I heard that word over 6 times, you know?
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, we, like, have a culture here where, like, we don't want to call things out. And so, like, I've been in elevators where, like, people have said the N-word. Like, these people not, like, always Maori and Pacifica. And, like, people around me have said nothing. You know, because again, like, that word is, like, so normalized to hear. And, like, to me, that's, like, the problem with, like, anti-blackness and stuff is, like, okay, then where are these Pacifica and Maori, like, other ethnic groups? Why aren't they standing up for us? Like, why are, like, they letting white people also say this to us if it's a word that we can all reclaim? Why? Where are y'all? Why aren't y'all helping us?
Mm. What,
like, what's going on?
Where my people at?
A bit of heaviness. We might turn up the mood a little bit.
We gonna be all right.
Okay, so this is Tristan's song. If you want to kind of let us know a bit about why you chose this song
this
for your nostalgia pick.
Nostalgic song for me. Got to Be Real by Cheryl Lynn. This was a staple in my household. It reminds you of Sunday morning, you'd wake up to either the gospel playing or the vacuum cleaner going. And either way, this song was in the queue. Well, this has got to be real by Cheryl Lynn.
Thank you for joining.
Like, I just wanted to, like, ask a question on I want to ask a question on, like, what kind of, like, gives you guys, like, hope about having these conversations? Because, like, for me, I think this is incredible that we have a radio channel, like, station where we're talking about, like, black issues, African issues, and we're doing it in New Zealand, like, you know, where else? Like, I think this is, like, just the start of more amazing conversations that can be had in New Zealand. Because I know a lot of, like, black people who think about these things, but we haven't really had a space where we can, like, express them.
Having these conversations in closed rooms,
So that gives me hope. I'm just like, yeah, like, I'm glad, like, one conversation at a time. Like, so what about, like, the rest of y'all? Like, I'd love to hear from each one of you.
Tristan.
Oh. I wasn't quite listening to what you said, child. What you saying?
How do you carry that girl over? Oh. I don't know, I'm just kidding. What kind of gives you, like, hope about these conversations? Or, like, gives you, like, yeah, what gives you hope about these conversations being had?
I think what gives us hope is that it's bringing awareness. Like, it's making people, like, people that are listening, like, you know, like, my friends that are listening, or, you know, a community that are listening, people that we're close to, like, it makes them feel like they can kind of see how we think at some points. Like, for example, like they can kind of see where we're coming from with some topics, and can also see, like, a different side of, like, a culture that they have not known to, or have not really been, like, not exposed to, but not don't really know much depth to. Like, I think it's it gives people a different kind of lens, which I really enjoy.
Yeah.
I guess, first of all, I just want to thank you guys for letting me have the opportunity to be part of the conversation.
Welcome.
Māori and Pacific communities have been doing a bit more harm than good, especially in recent times with the N-word. And I think it's something that's either not really talked about, or it's defended a lot within Māori Pacific communities, but we've lost the reason why we're defending it so much. So I'm glad to be here to be part of a conversation that is sort of opening that space up for Māori Pacific communities, not only to talk about it, but to talk about why, I personally think we shouldn't use it, but why we have used it in the past and where we are. Because I think in the pecking order of people who make decisions on whether we should use it or not, Māori and Pacific are way low on their pecking order, especially if African communities are having discussions and debates within your own communities
about
this stuff.
Yeah.
We come outside of that. I'm grateful to be part of the conversation, and I'm hopeful that we get to be part of the conversation heading on into the future.
Yeah.
Cool vibes.
I think my takeaway, similar to Kinchozi and Kinigu, is that I'm, you know, really honored to be helping shape or create a space where we're able to have these conversations. I think it's important, though, when we are having these conversations, to make sure that you're taking care of your mental health and making sure that, because it happened to me a couple times where I'm so focused on, like, issues in our politics or society and stuff like that, and it can get very dark, and you're like, wow, there's no hope in the world, there's no hope to do anything because everything's messed up, right? So making sure that you're, you know, talking to your community, reaching out to your friends, your whānau, your iwi, and everything like that, and just saying, hey guys, you know, we can reflect on this and we can talk, but also we want to make sure that we're prioritizing ourselves in these conversations, because if you're having these conversations and it withers away at you, then who's going to be there to carry on that conversation once you drained your battery out?
I don't have much to say, honestly.
She said what had to be done.
I feel like everyone said quite a bit, but I think it's very, I hope everyone else that's listening in listens with an open mind and is very mindful about these type of things. The fact that we are having conversations about it means that it should be a conversation, it should be things that everyone thinks about, you know, daily. When you see people interacting, you see people being weird, saying things they shouldn't be saying, just be mindful. But that's it.
Always hold your community accountable, outside of this conversation. When you see injustice in your community, when you see, you know, people doing something that you don't stand with morally, making sure that you're talking about it, you're opening up spaces for people to talk about it, and you're trying to educate people around the ways that we could all do better. Because, of course, we all have things that on an individual level, society level, or your own ethnic groups, you know, things that we can be doing better to better support each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. Hold your communities accountable, but also just do it in ways that make you feel safe. Like, yeah. Don't put yourself in danger. Don't put your mental or emotional health. Like, yeah, just do it in the best ways for you. And, like, also don't feel bad if, like, you can't call it out or, like, you wish you did. Like, sometimes that just happens. And have grace.
Yeah.
Have grace.
That is the word for this session.
Grace.
Mama. Woo.
My mother brings up that word a lot, too. Have grace, Tristan. Anyway.
Yes, our next song is You to Me Are Everything, The Real Thing. This is Kidding Was Cheeky Throwback. Yes.
Marriage parties, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Thank you guys for joining us for this conversation. Keep your mental up. Thank you for listening. This is Radio 1 Afro House.
You.
The Real Things. You are me. You are to me everything.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.